This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. The Flint Receivership Transition Advisory Board has been overseeing the city since the last emergency manager, Jerry Ambrose, left last April. Among other things, the board, known as RTAB, is tasked with monitoring Flint's finances. Just what will it take to put right Flint's financial picture? Michael Finney was recently appointed to the RTAB. He's a former head of the Michigan Economic Development Corporation. He's now the president and CEO of Community Ventures Resources. Good to have you back on the program, Mike.
It was great to be here.
What do you see as the step, starting first and then continuing the process of returning control of finances to the city?
Well, the major steps have been taken. That was the installation of an emergency manager and then getting the city to a point where it's in a position to actually transition back. That means the finances have gotten a lot better. A lot of the costs that were causing the city to fall into the financial condition it was in have been addressed through that process. And now we want to start transitioning back to the leadership that was elected by the people of the city of Flint. That process actually started at our last meeting, where most of the hiring related to the senior leadership team of the city is now the responsibility of the mayor. We will certainly still play a role in ensuring that all positions are, you know, properly credentialed and things like that. But it really is the mayor's choice now to bring on board the team that she wants.
And knowing that you're just, you were not part of the board a year ago and you were not part of the decisions that resulted in what has, by emergency managers, that resulted in what we have going on with the water situation in Flint. But has that water crisis accelerated the return to local decision making?
Well, the RTAB, as it's referred to, was in place some time ago. So
yes,
it wasn't in response to the water crisis, but it was in response to the city getting financially healthier. The water crisis has certainly not helped because that's putting a strain on the city budget. I think there is some concerns that the water revenues are down because people aren't paying for, you know, good reason. And so that certainly creates some new financial strain. But the RTAB exists to really help make a smooth transition back to the local leadership. And that process has been underway for quite some time, and I'm, you know, happy to be a part of that to keep it moving.
And let's talk about keep it moving. Looking at drawing from your experience when you were head of the Michigan Economic Development Corporation, how do you think Flint can move forward from here in terms of economic development?
Well, Flint needs to enjoy some of the same kinds of success that we're seeing in our other major city, Detroit, that we know was in a very different situation just 5 years ago. And it went through the bankruptcy process, and it had the financial emergency financial manager. Mm-hmm. Flint has some of the same opportunities right now. The world is watching. The world is paying attention to everything going on there. There's been a tremendous outpouring of corporate support, individual support, philanthropic support. And that's a good time for us in the economic development world to really put our hats on and look at opportunities for economic growth and prosperity in Flint.
What might that look like?
I think it touches everything. I love the opportunity for community-based economic development. You know, opportunities for small and medium-sized companies that are located in the neighborhoods to really get a start and start to rebuild the neighborhood structure. The downtown actually has a pretty good start. I'm there. I've been there three times this week, and the downtown has a good start. The major foundation in the community, Mott Foundation, many of the University of Michigan, Michigan State University, all have major presence there, and they're investing in a pretty big way in the downtown. So it's an opportunity to begin doing some of the small and medium-sized neighborhood business development that needs to take place.
Much like the conversation in Detroit.
In fact, it mirrors Detroit in a lot of ways, except on a much smaller scale. And I think the mayor, I've had a chance to get to know the mayor there and some of her team, and they definitely have the economic prosperity of the community as a highest priority. Obviously, we've got to solve the water problem, but beyond water, we've got to make sure that Flint is positioned to prosper economically, and I think the mayor and her team are well positioned to do that.
How do you think, how do you believe, what can Flint do to, number one, hold on to the businesses and the talent it has now, but number two, make itself attracted to future businesses and future investors?
Yeah, one of the things that definitely needs to happen, there's got to be an economic impact analysis done. And that economic impact analysis should include a look forward in terms of what other kinds of opportunities we should be trying to bring to Flint. So that way we're not starting with, just taking shots at things that may or may not work, but we have a good idea. Exactly.
Yeah.
We'll have a good idea of the kinds of opportunities that exist for Flint. And it's clearly a manufacturing town. There's still an awful lot of manufacturing know-how. So we ought to think about opportunities for that. The auto industry in our state and manufacturing in general is doing exceptionally well. There's probably opportunities for new types of manufacturing to locate in Flint. And we ought to explore those as aggressively as possible. But we shouldn't rule out other types of opportunities as well. You've got a couple of universities active in the community with MSU and their medical presence. The University of Michigan has a long presence there. There's also Mott Community College. So the potential for those institutions to lead entrepreneurial ventures in the community is outstanding. And so we ought to be looking to non-traditional, non-manufacturing opportunities. The tech sector is really good. It's doing well. And I could envision some technology starting to show up in Flint also in the not-too-distant future.
Think about just location. You've got 75. You've got U.S. 23 merging onto 75. It would be easy to really kind of build the region out from Detroit and Ann Arbor.
Well, I agree. And it's important to think about it as a region. In fact, a lot of the work that I'm doing right now in the Flint area is with a program that I call Community Ventures, that we call Community Ventures, and I think we've talked about it on this show before. Mm-hmm. And our approach with that program is really to think about it as a region. A lot of the job opportunities that we see for the people of Flint are actually outside the city because that's where the jobs are right now. They're in Brighton. They're in Lapeer. They're in Oakland County. Mm-hmm. They're in Saginaw. And I think if we envision Flint's prosperity being tied to a broader region, then we start to build strategies along those lines. Flint has a chance, I think, to really prosper here over the next decade or so.
I know that you are a native of Flint, and I'm wondering, how have you been processing what's been going on there personally? What is that like for you?
Yeah, it's challenging. I have several siblings there. I have probably 20 nieces and nephews, grandnieces, grandnephews who are there. And so it's very personal for me. And I'm also a good friend and with our governor and his team, and I've appreciated a lot of the hard work that he's done to turn our state around over the past several years. And I think this is just an unusual opportunity, however we ended up getting there, for a lot of additional resources to be directed toward Flint to help people in Flint. I also know that it's important for people of Flint to actually benefit from some of the new investment and some of the new opportunities that are coming there. I think one of the worst possible outcomes would be for Flint to solve the water problem, and I trust that that will get done, and to not enjoy the kind of economic prosperity that we're seeing in Detroit right now, where the people of the city really benefit. And so part of what I'm trying to do is ensure that my family, my friends, folks that I know in the city of Flint and the citizens enjoy the same kind of benefits that we all would want to longer term. And trust me, my ears are hearing an awful lot from my family and friends in the city of Flint.
Mike Finney is a member of the Flint Receivership Transition Advisory Board. Mike, thank you so much for talking with us. Always good to talk with you.
Thank you for having me.